From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Pakistani officials say peace talks between the Afghan government and Taliban are likely to resume as early as next week. The latest development comes as Afghan and Pakistan leaders meet in Islamabad to discuss the fledgling peace process in Afghanistan. Ayesha Tanzim reports.
The officials who requested anonymity say an internationally guaranteed and monitored peace process is likely to get underway next week. They added Pakistan wants an international presence in the entire process because of the long history of mistrust and suspicions between Pakistan and Afghanistan. Speaking at a news conference after the meetings, Afghan Foreign Minister Salahuddin Rabbani confirmed an understanding has been reached on starting the reconciliation talks with the Taliban. Ayesha Tanzim, Islamabad.
U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter testified before the Senate Armed Forces Committee Wednesday and urged Turkey to do more to control its often porous border with Syria. Carter criticized Saudi Arabia and other Gulf nations for being, in his words, preoccupied with the conflict in Yemen.
The international community, including our allies and partners, has to step up before another attack like Paris.
Carter also said it's time for Russia to, in his words, focus on the right side of this fight. Rwanda is set to vote next week on a constitutional amendment. That amendment would allow President Paul Kagame to run for a third term in 2017 and maybe to remain in power until 2034. The head of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation says the two shooters in last week's California massacre were radicalized before they met online. He said they started discussing jihad and martyrdom about 2 years ago. FBI Director James Comey talked to the U.S. Senate committee. This is VOA News.